He had sat down on the stern of his boat and was kicking his heels against the planks, waiting to hear what I had to answer. I simply said, "It's not Eric that I'm after here." "Who then?" "You know as well as I do. It's Christine Daae," I answered. He retorted, "I have every right to see her in my own house. I am loved for my own sake." "That's not true," I said. "You have carried her off and are keeping her locked up."
"Listen," he said. "Will you promise never to meddle with my affairs again if I prove to you that I am loved for my own sake?"
"Yes, I promise you," I replied, without hesitation, for I felt convinced that for such a monster the proof was impossible.
"Well, then it's quite simple. Christine Daae shall leave this as she pleases and come back again."
"Yes, come back again because she wishes. Come back of herself because she loves me for myself." "Oh, I doubt if she will come back. But it is your duty to let her go."
"My duty, you great booby! It is my wish to let her go. And she will come back again, for she loves me. All this will end in a marriage at the Madeleine, you great booby. Do you believe me now, when I tell you that my nuptial mass is written? Wait till you hear the Kyrie."
He beat time with his heels on the planks of the boat and sang, "Kyrie, Kyrie, Kyrie eleison."
Wait till you hear that mass."
"Look here," I said, "I shall believe you if I see Christine Daae come out of the house on the lake and go back to it of her own accord."
"And you won't meddle any more in my affairs?"
"No."
"Very well, you shall see that tonight. Come to the masked ball. Christine and I will go and have a look round. Then you can hide in the lumber room and you shall see Christine, who will have gone to her dressing room, delighted to come back by the Communists' Road. And now be off, for I must go and do some shopping." To my intense astonishment, things happened as he had announced. Christine Daae left the house on the lake and returned to it several times, without apparently being forced to do so. It was very difficult for me to clear my mind of Eric. However, I resolved to be extremely prudent, and did not make the mistake of returning to the shore of the lake, or of going by the Communists' Road. But the idea of the secret entrance in the third cellar haunted me, and I repeatedly went and waited for hours behind a scene from the Bois de l'Or, which had been left there for some reason or other. At last my patience was rewarded. One day I saw the monster come toward me on his knees. I was certain that he could not see me. He passed between the scene behind which I stood and a set piece, went to the wall and pressed on a spring that moved a stone and afforded him an ingress. He passed through this, and the stone closed behind him.